Oh, hey. Wow. Another green day. Looking for new cars. Up $3,913.49. I'm not going to complain about that. It is the ninth green day in a row. I'm on a hot streak, obviously. About $54,000 just in the last 9 days. And that really is almost, that's all of my profit for the month of November. Because the first week was a wash. Made money, $4,000, and then I lost it. So the first week was a wash. Really started the month on November 12th. And in these last 9 days of trading, I've made $54,000. And that's how much I'm up on the month. $53,54, something like that. So really super, super solid. This is what I expect from November. You know, November, December, January, the strongest months of the year for me statistically. Last year, I made almost 50% of my profits in those 3 months. So, you know, coming into this 3 month stretch, already up, $400,000, $450,000 on the year, I'd really like to see another $250,000 from these 3 months. So, you know, can I do it? $80,000 a month? I don't know. We'll see. I think I can. I really do. So anyways, I was live streaming today on YouTube and Facebook because today's Cyber Monday, which means we're hosting our 35% off store-wide sale, whether it's on the Warrior Starter course or the Warrior Pro course. You'll save 35% if you use coupon code CM35. All right, so I hope you guys use that coupon code and get yourself into the chat room. And you know, you're able to watch over my shoulder as we crush it for the next couple months. This is really the best time of year to be joining. All right, so we'll break down the trades from today. Traded five stocks, green on 3 out of 5, so accuracy pretty good. Couple losses, but finished, you know, on the green side of the P&L line. So I'm happy with that, and I'll be back at it first thing tomorrow morning. All right, enjoy, and I'll see you guys in the morning. There it goes. All right, so we're going to do our midday market recap. Just looking at ANY as it squeezes through high of day. That half dollar spot of 750 would have ended up working pretty well. But be mindful of the daily resistance at $8.17, which is the 200 exponential moving average. Today's a day where I'm going to be happy that I'm green. I'm finishing up $3,913.49. You know, another solid green day of trading. It's not the biggest green day I've ever had, especially since I made $22,000 on Wednesday. But, you know, being green is awesome. Anything above $1,000 is a great day. My personal daily goal is $2,000 a day, but I'm always happy with a $1,500 day, and this is certainly more than that. So you can see I do have a couple of red trades on my P&L today. I've got 5 stocks I traded. I'm green on 3 out of 5. I took a total of, I think, about 8 trades and had 6 winners. So accuracy pretty good. A couple of bigger losers, one bigger winner on ANY. So I wish I'd maybe been able to stay a little further in the green. I was up over $5,000. Certainly would have been nice to keep that full $5,000. In any case, green is good. And this is one of those things with trading that so there's that feeling that you're only as good as your last trade, and my last trade today is going to be a red trade. I don't plan to take any more. So, there's just always that feeling that I could have done better. You know, I can always improve, and I think that that's an important thing because it keeps you a little humble, and it does keep you focused on always trying to improve your skill, trying to continue to be a better and better trader. So, yeah, this puts me up on the month about around $53,000. And I've made that basically in the last 9 days, the last 9 trading days. Leading up to the this 9-day hot streak, I made about $3,000 and then lost $3,000. And that was over the course of like 6 days of trading. So really, my month started on November 12th. I was basically break even on the month, maybe even down about $1,000. And in these last 9 days, I've made $54,000 or just about that. So been a pretty good hot streak, averaging $5,000 a day, a little more than that. Today is a little below that average, but, you know, it's green and that's what counts. Being green is, something 9 out of 10 traders can't do consistently. So don't, underestimate how good it is just to be green, even if it is only by $50 or, $100.
The reality is, once you're consistently making money trading, the only difference between 50 a day and 500 is your share size. That really is the only difference. And so I've obviously been able to scale up my share size. My biggest position today was on SPEX, S-P-E-X, 12,000 shares on this one. Not that that's a big dollar amount, but that was my biggest position. So anyways, let's start kind of at the beginning of the day with our gap scanner. Every single day starts the same way. Today was no exception. So historical scan, we'll run this for 9:25 a.m. and you'll see what I was looking at this morning. ANY will kind of keep on watch. It's nice to see this breakout. This is a 1-2-3-4 setup or an ABCD setup. Pullback, point A, point B, point C, the low of the second pullback. And then, D is as we break that level, which was 769. And it broke that level with some confidence. Now it's hitting a high of 840. So really nice to see this breakout. Definitely the type of momentum that we expect in November, December, and January, the three strongest months of the year for small cap traders. So anyways, this morning RSLS was on the gap scanner, $2.52. I did take a trade on it. As you can see, I mean, this is kind of disappointing. I mean, this is such a big move pre-market. It did pull back, and as it sold off into the open, I tried to take a stab on it. Let me just move my orders up here. Let's see, time. I took a stab on it at 229 and 232 and stopped out at 219. So on that one, I got stopped out, lost $696. Not how I wanted to start my Monday. And of course, this is Cyber Monday. I was really hoping to have a really strong day. And so that was just ugly. I mean, it just sold off. But you know what? I took my loss, and that's certainly better than holding and hoping, because this thing has not recovered. So that was my first trade of the day. Second trade was on SPEX. This one was not on the watch list. It was just one that hit the scanner early on, $1.02, $1.03, $1.04, $1.10. I jumped in it on the 1 minute micro pullback that took place right here to $1.14. So it pulled back for a moment, and then that's where I got in at $1.14, $1.14. And I was taking my profit as it squeezed up here, $1.17, $1.22. And $1.16. Only made a couple hundred dollars on it. Got back in on this kind of little micro pullback that was right here. It pulled back for a second. It surged up, hit a high of 30. I ended up taking 12,000 shares at 21 and selling that at 24, 23. Really wasn't the biggest winner. Next trade was BOXL. Now, BOXL was not on the watch list this morning, but it hit the high of day momentum scanner. And when it hit the scanner right at $2.44 right here, I knew right away, BOXL, it's a former runner, stock with a history of making big moves. I'm going to jump in it if it looks like it's going to break over the half dollar, and it did. So I jumped in at $2.50. It squeezes up to a high of $2.85. It does a 1 minute micro pullback. And on that one, I made $1,500. So a solid green trade. And with that, I was green by, let's see, I was down 500. SPEX got me up or back up, but I was still down about 100. And then this was 1,500. So I was up probably about $1,200, $1,300 after these three trades. Next one was ANY. So ANY, let's see, I jumped in this one pretty early on at, $5.45. I was watching it preparing to break this little pullback right here. This was a pullback. It reclaimed the 20 moving average consolidation right here. And as it broke over 57 or 47, that's where I jumped in. High of day at that point was 570, squeezed all the way up to 592. So on that one, let's see. Where's ANY? So I jumped in this here at 45 and 51. I tried to add going into the halt. I didn't get filled. I then took profit at 628, 625, added back at 35 and 40, selling at 43 and 39, adding back at 30 and 33, selling at 58, 52, adding back on this one again at 71, 76, selling at 83. So on this one, really just kind of scalping the moves higher. And that's something that I do very often. I'll buy, I'll sell, I'll get back in, I'll sell. And you can see this had multiple pullback opportunities, ending up hitting what is now a high of $8.40. In hindsight, I could have done better, obviously, just holding at 545 and, you know, still holding now up $3 a share. Hindsight's 20/20. You never know how much a stock is going to go up. Some will do this, and some will do this. BOXL's all the way back down. Some will do this. INPX is pretty much most of the way back down. INPX, the most disappointing trade of the day for me. On this one, I was watching over 550. All right, so we had this level at 550 right here. And on this one, it broke so quickly, I didn't have time to put my hand on the buy button here. I clicked and pressed shift one, shift one. I bought twice. And on this one, I got filled let's see. Where did I get filled? I got filled at 81, which was much higher than I wanted. I wanted to be in this at 50, and I got filled at 81. It then squeezed, and it looked like it was going to break over the highs, so I added at 97. It went into a halt. I'm thinking this has room up towards 620, 625, 650. Ends up opening and dropping back down, and so I had to go ahead and sell it and take the loss, selling at 62, 83, 94. And the rest at 45. So this was, kind of the luck of the draw with using that hotkey. I ended up getting filled 30 cents higher on 3,000 shares. That's $900 less than I wanted. So very disappointing there. But, I was at a point in the day where I knew I could take that risk. So took the trade, took the profit, took the loss on it, knew the profit potential, and was still willing to take that trade. So overall, I'm just going to say that I'm green and very happy about that. Let's see. Let me just scroll up here. One of the things that that I do that is very different, and most traders don't do this, is I do show my red days. I show my green days, and I show my red days. I show my green trades. I show my red trades. So I have full transparency. If you go to warriortrading.com, you'd see at the very bottom of the page my broker statements. I haven't seen anyone else post broker statements for their trades to verify their gains. Certainly heard a lot of people talk big game, and say they're, millionaire traders and this and that. I haven't seen anyone post statements to verify that. So, it's something that for me was really important because it's just so easy to make a claim that, I turned 53,000 into 100 million or whatever it is. If I'm going to say I turned $583 into, $100,000 and then into, $1 million, you better believe that I'm going to back it up with my broker statements. 2017 is right here. This was the beginning of the small account challenge, starting with $583.15 at SureTrader. Made $41,000 at SureTrader before I closed the account and moved it to SpeedTrader for about a month. Then moved from SpeedTrader to LightSpeed and have been trading there since then. So these are all of my gains here for the entire year. Go back up, switch over to 2018, and go back here. Let's see, there we go. 2018, I've got posted already. So November statements are gonna go up there. $583 to $749,000. That was where I was at as of Halloween, October 31st. So I've got another $50,000 this month, so it'll put me up over $800,000. And it's fully verified. So, that was important to me to take, not only to prove with a small account that you could make $1 million with it, and obviously it's not $1 million overnight. This is 2 years. But I think every single one of you would be willing to spend the next 2 years if you knew you could take $600 and turn it into $1 million. You would definitely spend 2 years doing it, no question about it. So I wanted to prove that you could do it with a small amount of money. And I also wanted to prove, with that transparency, a daily recap every single day. Today is day, 500 or something of this small account challenge. And it just keeps going and going. So every single day, I've got like 500 daily recaps. You can go back on YouTube and watch them all. Neon, yeah, popped up to 95, dropped back down. I think at this time of day, it's going to be pretty risky to start taking any trades. So I think I'm going to take my nearly $4,000, be happy with that, be green, and be back at it tomorrow. I started 2018 with my Lightspeed account, and I don't have $800,000 sitting in my account. I take the profit out of the account. As of today, I have $177,000 in this account. So yeah, I've got a decent amount of money in it, but I don't use that much of it. I mean, the reality is my biggest position today in dollar amount would have been probably 6,000 shares of ANY at like $7, you know? So 6 times 7, you know, I mean, $40,000-$50,000 is kind of the biggest position today. I'm really not being super aggressive with the account. I just still have some of the money there. So anyways, and you know, next year it's going to start the same. I mean, I'm not going to do anything different. I'm not going to do another small account challenge until I cross the $1 million mark. I'm just going to keep growing this account. But, you know, I will eventually cross that line, and I'll be excited when I do. But, yeah, I mean, next year I'll start with, I don't know how much in the account. Maybe I'll drop it down to $50,000. Sometimes people will say on my YouTube videos that I should talk about how much I made in terms of percentages, not in terms of dollars. But that's not really fair either, because what percentage am I up since when I started with $583? You know, I'm going to be looking at like a 200,000% gain when I cross $1 million mark. You know, it's so, yeah, today on an individual day, I'm up $4,000 on a $170,000 account. But if I had $50,000 in here, I would still be up $4,000. So percentages are kind of easy to make look big or small depending on your account size. So if I wanted to make them look big, I would trade with a really small account every single day so I could say I'm making 20% a day, but it's really no point in doing that. I don't feel the need. So nice, Jack. $8,575 on ANY. Good work, man. So you could say percentages or dollar amount is either one. You could say could be confusing, but I just keep it at dollar amount, and you guys can see the shares I'm trading, so you put it together. Even if you only made 10% of what I made today, you'd be up $390. That'd be a good day. That's $100,000 a year, $400 a day. All right, so that's it for me. It's 11 o'clock. I'm going to shut it down and switch gears here. I'm going to answer some emails. Those of you guys who are watching on YouTube or on Facebook, any questions, leave them below. I really encourage you guys to utilize our Black Friday, Cyber Monday coupon code CM35. You'll save 35%. So you'd save $1,500 on the Warrior Pro class if you join today on the website. All right, so I hope to see you guys in the chat room tomorrow, those of you guys on YouTube and Facebook, and everyone in the room. We'll see you first thing tomorrow morning. And some of you guys missed our Mindful Monday. Mindful Monday is every Monday, 8 a.m. to 9 a.m., a guided meditation with our in-house trading therapist, Ted. He's been my personal trading coach for the last 8 years. Has done, just such an amazing job of working with me through the emotional ups and downs that inevitably come with trading. And so he is available to do one-on-one sessions for Inner Circle students. And he does the group sessions for Warrior Pro students on Mondays and on Fridays. So those of you guys who have been thinking about the Inner Circle, it is application only, but we are accepting applications right now. So to upgrade from the Warrior Pro is $5,000, and that'll give you one-on-one sessions with me, Mike, Ted, Roberto, Arsh, and our other junior moderators are going to be taking part in those sessions as well. If you are watching on YouTube or on Facebook, Inner Circle is $10,000, but like I said, you can upgrade from the Pro. All right, the offset questions, Darren. Yes, I use a 5-cent offset. Now, the problem with the 5-cent offset and the reason I got filled so high on INPX is because at the moment that I press shift 1, it had already popped up 20 cents. So I was just a little slow. So, you know, then I got a 5 cent offset above the high. So that was the thing that was kind of a bummer. But yeah, I use a 5 cent offset when I'm buying and a 5 cent offset when I'm selling. I buy at the ask 5 cents above it with the offset, and I sell at the bid 5 cents below it with an offset. I try to sell about half my shares on the ask to get the best price. When you have a stock with a big spread, you know, 495 by 509, I always try to put my shares at 509 to sell the ask. Sometimes I get filled, sometimes I don't, but I do the best I can. So, you know, I'll be the first to say I am not the best trader out there. There's traders that made more than me today. I always try to become, you know, a little bit better each day. But being the most profitable trader and being the best teacher are not necessarily one and the same. Sometimes people will say, hey, I've got a buddy that, you know, made over $1 million this year. And I say, that's awesome. You know, good for him. He's a successful trader. He's making more than me. He's better than me. But that doesn't mean he's going to be a good teacher. It doesn't mean he's going to be able to teach you his strategy, you know, or really explain the market to you. I sort of have found that people that are naturally really, really good at things are not always the best teachers because they don't always know why they're so good at what they're good at. So having to go through the struggle that I went through gave me a real appreciation of what it's like to spend 2 years struggling to figure something out, knowing that you might not get it. And I fortunately turned the corner when I was really with my back up against the, you know, the ropes and didn't know if I'd get out. And I did, I turned the corner. So, you know, I've been there, I've been through it. I knew what it take to get me from total failure trader to profitable. And I think that's what's helped me be as good of a teacher as I am. So anyways, that's about it for me. I hope you guys have a great afternoon, and I will see you all first thing tomorrow morning, Tuesday, and hopefully we'll have a couple more green trades. I think we will. We're in a pretty hot market right now. All right, so I'll see you guys first thing tomorrow morning.
If you're still watching, you must have really enjoyed that video. So why not subscribe and get email alerts anytime I upload new content? Remember, when you subscribe, you become a member of the Warrior Trading family.